Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Linishma Sabi HaKashol, and Ulea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph, towards the end of the page, speaks about the Mishnah that says that Ein Poichasim can't have less than 10 psukim for Malchios, 10 for Zichronos, 10 for Shofars. And the Gemara says, what is it connected? What does this correspond to? Why do we have 10? The Gemara brings a few answers, and one of the answers is, Keneged Asoro Ma'amoros Shebeim Nivro Olam. The 10 commandments, the 10 sayings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the world. Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Hashem. Every time it says Vayomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something without Amira. So we have 10 Amiras in Ma'aseh Bereishis, and that's how we have these 10 psukim. Ask the Gemara, but if you count the Vayomers in Bereishis until you get to the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis, you have only 10 Vayomer. Answers the Gemara, Bereishis Nami Maimahu. Bereishis is also a Maimah. The word Bereishis is a Maimah. Bereishis Bar Elokim is another Amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation of the world. Now the obvious question is, why doesn't it say Vayomer by Bereishis? If Bereishis is another Amira, why doesn't it say Vayomer? Now, to answer this, let's first of all understand what is created with the word Bereishis Bar Elokim. That Vayomer that's missing. And Rashi, it's Mashma, that what was created is the Shemayim V'aretz, because it says, Bereishis Bara Elokim es Shemayim V'aretz. So there's a Shemayim V'aretz. And as Rashi explained in Chumash, it really means in the beginning of the creation of Shemayim V'aretz. So we have a creation of Shemayim V'aretz, at least the original ones. And that's what Rashi says over here. The Havagav L'chtib B'Vayomer Yehi Shemayim, Kemad L'chtib Dami. Even though it doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that Shemayim, it's as if it was written. And see over here in the Marsha, what he is Marich on Divrei Rashi. But the Vilna Gaon in Chumash and Aderes Elyo says, you know what was created with the word Bereishis? The creation of Bereishis was the beginning of the Zman, of time. Meaning, before the world was created, there was no concept of time. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way He reveals Himself to us, we call Him Hoya Hoy Viviye. He's in the past, present, and future. The world of time, of process, is only starting over here when the world begins. And that's what Bereishis means. The word Bereishis means in the beginning. Meaning there's a beginning, and then there's a process that leads to the end. What's created in the word Bereishis, says the Gaon, is Zman, is the time. This is the thing that was created. And you mainly can understand why it doesn't say Vayomer in this creation. And this connects to what the Maharal tells us regarding the other answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says, why we have 10 psukim? One answer is because of Aseres HaDibros. 10 Dibros. What is the first Dibro? Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Tisichu Me'eretz Yitzrayim. I'm your God who took you out from Yitzrayim. Doesn't mention over here any tzivui. There's no commandment over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not commanding us to do anything. Obviously, we imply from it a commandment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elohim. He's the one who's controlling the world. We have to worship Him. But it doesn't mention anything in the Dibro. And there's a question that we show him already. So why there's no tzivui in Anoich Hashem Elokecha? Says the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael, a very simple but fundamental idea. Says the Maharal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing Himself, you cannot give a commandment before saying who's giving the commandment. A king cannot say, listen to me. First of all, he has to say, I'm the king. Meaning, now you can listen to what I'm going to tell you. But in the introduction, first of all, you have to introduce yourself. You cannot have a tzivu, you can have a commandment if you don't have who is commanding. That's why that's the idea of the first Dibra. The first Dibra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kviyocha introducing Himself. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I'm your God. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, you are my slaves. Therefore, you have to listen to me. Mainly, now comes all the other deepers in the mitzvahs that follow after you bring that first introduction. Similarly, it's over here. And this I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. In order to give a amira, a maimer, what is a maimer? What is it? What Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking and creating things in the world. The only creation is possible. The only way to have even a talk, an amira, a dibur, is only with time, only with Zman. By definition, what is a dibur? A dibur is a process that takes some time to hear it. You have many, many syllables that join together in a process. And that's how you have dibur. So the fact that the world is created by dibur is because the whole world is a process. You cannot have a dibur. You can't have a maimer. You can't have a asar ma'amaris if you don't have time. So the first introduction of a mirror is the concept where a mirror belongs to. Where does a mirror poyel? Where does it operate? In the realm of time. So first you start with time. So mimeli, you can't say vayomer before time is created. So first you have to introduce time, mimeli afterwards you can have all the amiras. That's why the first amira doesn't say vayomer, just bereishis bara elokim, as the Shemayim v'saretz, which creates the framework for all the other ma'amaras that follow. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shova, email his, or what's a group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.